All right, coast to coast. My name is Matt Ryan, and I am joined right now by a very talented Canadian artist, Emma Peterson. Emma, thanks for your time. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Emma. I want to first off ask you about your song, Just for the Record. I know it's just released. I really love the sound of this one. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand new one, kind of how that one came to be written?
Yeah, so actually this one was pitched to me by some talented writers in Nashville, but I'm super thankful that they let me have this song. And it's actually about, it's kind of like that fierce breakup anthem, but it's when the guy leaves the girl and the girl is kind of just saying, you know what, whatever, I've made something good out of what happened and I'm moving on. And it's just that like feel good anthem.
Yeah, I know. I love it. And I'm interested about the process when a song gets pitched to you. Do you, I guess we'll talk more specifically about this one. When you first kind of heard this one, do you know pretty soon, like as you're listening to it, do you know kind of right away that this is a song you want to record? Did it take a moment, or did you know pretty quickly that you wanted to record this one when it was pitched to you?
You know, it actually took 2 years for me
to record
this song, as crazy as that sounds. I write a lot of my own music, and this was the first pitched song that I took. I heard this song in 2020, and then I ended up recording some of my own songs and going kind of a different route.
Yeah.
And then I listened to this song again at the end of 2021, and I thought, you know what, this is a really good song, and I just felt it connected with me and just was something that I needed to record, and then we went ahead with it.
I love it. I love kind of hearing how that process goes. And you mentioned a little bit about songwriting, and I love talking songwriting because it just fascinates me. It's very difficult. And when you're writing songs, do you find like the process? Do you come up with the title first, and then the rest kind of flows after? Do you have an idea first? How does it, I guess it probably is different each time, but how does the songwriting process happen to you, and kind of is it different every time you try to write a song?
Yeah, and you know what, it is different every time. But what I try to do is sometimes I'll hear someone say something like a common phrase, or I'll think of something as a title and I'll write it down in the notes app in my phone.
Yeah.
And then usually when I get together with a few other writers, I'll bring up these titles. But then I also like to try to think of the story, because I'm a very like imagery type of person, where I need to see like what's the story we're telling? What are we trying to say? Where are these people that we're writing about, to kind of get the whole image? Because as a listener, I feel like when you listen to a song, you kind of get into that world and you mm-hmm. have a vision, or you see, or you're relating to the song. And I think a really good story is key. So that's what I try to do. But you know what, sometimes I'll have a melody in my head or some lyrics in my head, and then all of a sudden I'm writing that down, and then I run home and grab my guitar and I'm playing a different chord progression. So it does change, but I usually like to try to think of a good story.
I love it. Again, joined right now by Emma Peterson. A couple more questions, Emma. And just kind of sticking with the songwriting, you said that when an idea, or you hear a phrase or something from maybe someone that just kind of says something randomly, and it kind of it sticks with you. Your notepad on your phone, how many ideas do you? Is it just filled with song ideas?
It is filled with hundreds and hundreds of notes. And then my voice memo app, I was actually just going through it today, because actually on my way to work, I was thinking of a song, and I couldn't remember, and I had to go through my notes app back to like 2019. So I had this idea years ago, and it took me so long. And the thing is, I don't label them. So it'll be like voice memo number 350 some. And I'm like, oh no, was it in the 300s or the 200s? I don't know. So yeah.
Wow, that would take a lot. That would take a lot to go back and find song ideas. That's really cool. Emma, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you hoping to? I mean, it now looks like there's going to be a lot of live shows, hopefully across Canada here this year. And are you hoping to be busy playing some live shows? What is this summer looking like for you?
Yeah, I actually have a couple pretty big shows this summer. I have one next weekend opening for the Reclaws.
Nice.
I have one in July opening up for Charlie Major. So I'm kind of working through those and preparing for those right now. Of course, promoting this song, which is also my debut album. So I'm doing that too. And I think just like a lot of growth this year, like now that things are opening up again, it's kind of allowing us emerging artists to get back out there and do what we were doing before the pandemic. So just kind of getting back into the swing of things this year.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Hey, Emma, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best going forward. We'll probably catch up again soon and chat in the near future, but thanks so much for your time.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Matt.